anything is how you will do everything. And the lessons you learn in jiu-jitsu on the mat teach you to be a better human being off the mat. Welcome to the Jiu-Jitsu Mindset.
Okay, welcome back. This is Pete Dealey with the Jiu-Jitsu Mindset. And this week, we're going to take a break. We're going to wait until next week to resume the regularly scheduled programming. Professor Lucas Hubo is up at the Worlds in Las Vegas competing, and along with my teammates, Rick and Ronnie. So we are wishing everybody at that tournament to be safe and to do their best, and luck to all. Well, maybe just a little more luck to Professor Lucas, to Rick and Ronnie. But we are respectful of all the effort that's going on with the men and women fighting this week, and we'll look forward to their stories when they return. I wanted to just take a quick interlude while the professor is away to talk about, you know, being a warrior and some of my thoughts about, you know, what does it mean to live a lifestyle where you have a warrior's mentality. For whatever reason, when I was young, like 10 years of age, I began to think and read about being a warrior, and particularly as it related to philosophies connected with being a samurai and other sort of ideas that come out of the Asian cultures about being a warrior. And as I grew older, I thought about the difference between the warrior and the mercenary, because the mercenary is somebody who fights for money. And that's very different than fighting for a principle or being connected to the values behind the fight that you're in. As I became older, and especially when I became a business leader, this idea became very important to me, because when people who worked for me in the past would talk about their career, I would tell them, if you're only in this job because of the money, you will inevitably not like it, because this is a difficult job and there are easier ways to make money. So if it's only the financial outcome that has you here, you're not going to be very happy. However, if this job is connected to your principles, if you think we're making the world a better place, that we are serving for a greater good, then not only will you be financially successful, but you'll be happy, because your efforts are going to be connected to the deep parts of you. So the warrior lifestyle, in my mind, is when your effort is connected to your values and to your principles. And that doesn't mean you don't care about the outcome, but it does mean that regardless of the outcome, you are going to be happier, more fulfilled, and a more interesting person, because you're more connected to the process. For my jiu-jitsu journey, that plays out really, you know, precisely, because if I was connected to being good or winning, so to speak, in jiu-jitsu, I would not have made it even the 2 years that I've been practicing. But rather, the process is where I feel like I grow the most, that it's the most interesting, and that, you know, it brings me the most joy and happiness. So for those men and women who are in Las Vegas this week fighting, you know, if they're only connected to the outcome, it's not going to be a fun experience, even if they win, because it will be short-lived and they'll be thinking about the next tournament very quickly. However, you know, if they're connected to all the preparation, to all the growth, to all the ways in which they prepared themselves, the way they changed how they were eating, thought about their sleep, how much they were hydrating, all the ways in which preparing for the contest made them a better person, if they're connected to that, then this tournament is sort of the cherry on top of the sundae. It is the thing to be enjoyed, and they will seek, obviously, a victorious outcome, but it won't be the only thing about the week. It won't be the only thing about that experience. And I think that's important to take with us throughout life in general. And in times when you're in a sharp contest, this is going to have a conclusion today, in the next 6 minutes or whatever. It kind of draws all that into sharp focus, where, you know, you're going to do your best, and then whatever the results are, you're going to come away with that, learning something and being better for it, rather than crushed or elated. You don't want to be overly thrilled with your own victory, because that victory in your next bout may not return. So it's the process that is the most important, and the outcome is secondary to that. If you're in the United States, you're probably very familiar with our President Teddy Roosevelt from a century ago. And if you're from outside the United States or didn't grow up in the United States, we've had this President Theodore Roosevelt, who is very much somebody who believed you should be a well-rounded person. He believed you should have a sharp mind and develop your intellect. He believed that, you know, you should have a spiritual aspect to who you are. And he believed in physical development as an important part of developing the human condition, at being a better person. And he has a famous quote that's known to many called "The Man in the Arena." Now, he'll refer to men, but I know he was thinking about everybody. So this goes to both the men and women out there who are competing this week specifically. This is my little tribute to you. And you likely have heard this before, but I'm going to read it nonetheless. And the man in the arena goes, "It is not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again. But there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, great devotions, and who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best, in the end of triumph of high achievement, who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither defeat nor victory." Well, to everybody in Las Vegas, my respect goes out to you. And from my teammates and professor, my respect and love. Come back with the stories and come back safe. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next week with Professor Hubo and me back at it. And we look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.